Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Lauren Turton, and here's what's happening. One person is dead and three others injured following a shooting in Trenton last night. It happened just before 9 p.m. on the block of 100 Passaic Street, according to police. No word yet on a motive and if anyone has been arrested. Riders are bracing for the worst now that the SEPTA board has approved a so-called doomsday budget that cuts nearly half of its service. We get the story from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
The SEPTA board signed off on a budget that slashes service and hikes fares to close a $213 million gap as it waits to see if the legislature can strike a deal to provide more funding for mass transit. Activist Lance Haver urged the board to say no.
If you cut the service, you'll be telling the state legislature that you can do without the additional funding you claim you need. Don't do it.
Board Chair Ken Lawrence said SEPTA had no choice but to pass a budget that cuts dozens of bus routes, five regional rail lines, and raises fares by more than 20%.
This is a vote that none of us want to take.
The cuts would begin August 24th. If a transit deal is reached soon, there could be time to reverse some of the cuts, said SEPTA GM Scott Sauer.
If funding comes late in the summer, depends on how late. How quickly we can turn things around.
But he said without knowing how much, if any, increase was coming, it was impossible to predict what services could be saved. At SEPTA headquarters, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It will soon cost you more to park on the street in Center City. The Philadelphia Parking Authority is raising meter rates from $3 to $4 an hour starting July 1st. The perimeter is Arch Street to Locust Street and from 4th Street to 20th Street. The PPA says the increase is to help improve the availability of on-street parking, promote parking turnover, and alleviate congestion in one of Philadelphia's most heavily congested corridors. There will also be a $1 increase if you park in the area of Spring Garden to Bainbridge, Schuylkill River to the Delaware River. The rate there goes from $2.50 to $3.50 an hour starting on Tuesday. So much is being planned in the city of Philadelphia to celebrate America's birthday in 2026. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams sat down with the 2026 director to learn more.
Philadelphia, the birthplace of America, is more than just sports teams and cheesesteaks. It's historic Germantown, the Johnson House, and the beauty of Independence Hall. And also,
I think at the core of what makes Philadelphia special are people. We go beyond the moniker. We really are the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection.
That's Michael Newmis, 2026 director for the city of Philadelphia. From the FIFA World Cup to NCAA March Madness and the MLB All-Star Game, Philly will be the focal point of America.
The United States Navy and Marines, which were both founded in Philadelphia in 1775, NASDAQ will be here in Philadelphia, ringing their bell aboard one of the five ships docked along our river.
Wow.
As Blue Angels fly over our city, as we have an incredible parade honoring our veterans.
Philadelphia is also home to many firsts, so each week in 2026 they will highlight accomplishments like the first computer or the first zoo or library in the nation. Newmis says he wants Philadelphia to be viewed as a unifier.
We are going to offer folks a slate of experiences that will bring people together around shared experiences. My dream is for folks to walk away feeling a little bit closer to the ideals upon which this nation was founded and a little bit closer to feeling more like friends instead of strangers.
Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Lauren Turton. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Si and Type R.